I think the heart of this is really beautiful and a little unsettling. Working with AI is not just using a better tool. It's more like entering a relationship that can shape how we think, decide, and even understand ourselves.
Exactly. AI is genuinely useful. It's fast, capable, and can help with writing, planning, research, and problem solving. But there's a subtle risk. We might slowly outsource the very mental work that makes us fully human.
And that's what I find so emotional about it. The worry isn't mainly that AI becomes too powerful. It's that people quietly stop exercising judgment, taste, responsibility, creativity, and independent thought.
Right. The text draws an important distinction between AI and ordinary tools. A calculator helps with numbers, and a word processor helps with writing, but neither takes over the thinking process.
AI is different because it can actually participate in thinking itself. It can generate ideas, reframe problems, imitate styles, suggest strategies, and offer next steps.
In that sense, it is less like a hammer and more like a tireless coworker. That coworker can be valuable, reducing drudgery and speeding up complex tasks, but it can also become the default thinking process if we are not careful.
That image really lands for me. A tireless coworker who never gets tired, never hesitates, and always has a response. It can feel comforting, but also a little frightening.
The major theme is the gradual erosion of human agency. People do not usually lose their independence in one dramatic moment. It is quieter than that.
Yes. They start by asking AI for a first draft, then a final draft. They ask it to summarize, then to decide. They ask it to explain, then to choose.
Over time, the machine stops being a helper and starts becoming the center of the thinking process. That is especially likely in work environments where speed and polished output are rewarded.
I get that. If a machine can produce a response in seconds, it can feel inefficient to spend time thinking through a problem personally. It can even feel like you are falling behind.
But the text pushes back on that. Efficiency is not the only purpose of a human mind. Human minds are also responsible for judgment, meaning, responsibility, and discernment.
That feels important. We are not just optimized output machines. We are people who have to make sense of things, not just produce them.
The text also offers practical principles for staying human while working with AI. The first is to keep agency intact. That means remaining the decision maker.
AI can provide input, but it should not become the hidden author of a person's choices. If it generates ideas, the person should review them carefully.
If it helps with writing, the final voice should still belong to the human. If it suggests a course of action, the person should ask what they would have done before asking the system.
I love that. Agency is not only about control. It is about ownership. When too much is outsourced, a person may stop being fully responsible for the outcome, even if the work still carries their name.
The second principle is that AI should be treated as a mirror, not a substitute. One of its best uses is to challenge assumptions, reveal gaps in reasoning, and show what a person may be missing.
That kind of collaboration can sharpen human thinking. It can make you see your blind spots more clearly, almost like a thoughtful friend asking, "Are you sure you considered that?"
The problem begins when the mirror becomes the person. If someone stops forming their own view because the system already provided one, they are no longer thinking with AI.
They are replacing thought with response. And that can happen without anyone realizing it.
The third principle is that people should protect their craft. Human skill is built through repetition, struggle, and refinement. Writing improves through writing, design improves through design, and strategic thinking improves by sitting with problems long enough to understand them.
That is so true. AI can accelerate learning, but it can also shortcut the process that builds competence. If a person never struggles through the early stages, they may never develop the judgment needed to recognize when AI is wrong.
That is a serious risk. A person who cannot think independently may end up guided by whatever system is available at the moment.
It makes me think of how we used to learn by doing, by failing, by revising, by talking things through with other people. AI can help, but it should not remove the necessary friction.
The text also provides practical guidelines for working with AI. Use it to expand thinking, not erase it. Ask for alternatives, but still make deliberate choices.
Set boundaries by deciding which tasks to delegate and which to keep for oneself. And verify before trusting, because AI can sound confident while still being inaccurate, biased, or incomplete.
Keep your own voice, especially when AI helps with communication. And stay curious, because the best human-AI relationships are built on inquiry, not dependency.
That feels like a healthy way to put it. Inquiry, not dependency. We want to ask, test, learn, and refine, not just accept whatever appears on the screen.
There is also a social dimension. Humans develop through conversation, disagreement, mentorship, and shared experience. If people begin relying mostly on machines for feedback, they may lose the richness that comes from being challenged by other people.
Yes, AI can be helpful, but it should not become the only voice in the room. Other people bring perspective, emotion, disagreement, and moral complexity that machines do not fully have.
The broader question the text raises is what kind of person one wants to become. Technology is not neutral. The tools people use daily influence how they think, what they value, and how they relate to others.
That is a really emotional point, because it is not just about productivity. It is about identity. Used carelessly, AI may make people faster, more productive, and more polished, but also more passive and less self-aware.
Used thoughtfully, it may make people more capable, creative, and intentional. The goal is not to reject AI, but to remain human inside the relationship with it.
I really like that framing. Not fear, not rejection, but care. We can use AI while still protecting what makes us human.
In short, the most important takeaway is that the value of AI should not be measured only by output, speed, or efficiency. The deeper issue is human identity.
As AI becomes more common, integrated, and powerful, the question of how to remain fully human becomes more important. To stay human, people must do more than use AI.
They must understand it, question it, and choose how far they allow it to go. Ultimately, what matters most is not productivity, but the human capacity to think, feel, judge, and remain responsible for the lives they are building.